My Dad's Kilt Went to China, Episode 1, Nancy Reagan. For business reasons, I was lucky enough to go to China recently, and this series of little recordings is an effort to capture the experiences I had so that I don't forget them. I packed my bag for the plane with my father's old kilt, which is 46 years old. It was a great purchase at the time, and a big box of Scottish shortbread, because I was told that people like to give gifts and receive gifts in China, and that this might be a nice way to start off business relationships. 10 hours later, I arrived in Beijing Airport. And as the plane taxied, there were two strange things happened. There was a lot of shouting in Chinese on the tannoy from the stewardess, and also in English, to get people to sit down, because apparently loads of people had jumped up before the plane had even got anywhere near the terminal building. The second thing was, looking out to my right-hand side, out of the window, I could see a bunch of men wearing big jackets with fluorescent stripes on them, with tyres tied to ropes, and they were dragging these tyres along the ground. I was thinking, well, maybe this must be some sort of fireman's training procedure thing, but it was a bit odd to look at that. My destination was the city of Tianjin, which is the fourth largest city in China. It has a population of 11 million people. I come from Scotland, where the whole population of the whole country is only about 5 million people. The whole scale of China started to impress me, and after finding my hosts, we started a road trip which took 3 hours to take us all the way to Tianjin from Beijing Airport. On the road, there were rickshaws, motorised, there were cyclists cycling against the flow of traffic, there were huge, expensive BMW and Mercedes cars, there were all sorts of shacks, fields, and different types of buildings that I drove past. Sometimes I was surprised to see washing hanging outside some places because they didn't look like they should be habitable. Pretty soon the driver pulled over and headed towards a food stop. The food stop was at one of the new KFCs. Apparently one KFC opens in China every single day. And we stood outside the car in the sunshine, watching the intersection and waiting for our host to return with the luscious, tasty chicken-based food. Our journey resumed, and on arrival at the hotel, we were told that there would be a banquet dinner that evening. A chance to wear my kilt, I thought. After a bit of rest, we were taken by vehicle to the venue by our host. A beautiful circular table and a wood-panelled room with the kind of rotating circular bit that they put the food on. Young people in China pick English names, mainly because us Westerners have difficulty pronouncing their real names. And they choose names based on their Chinese name, or perhaps on some aspirational character, some very positive Western role model. I asked a translator what her name was, and it was Nancy. And I said, "Why are you called Nancy?" She said, "Well, that was the name of an American president's wife, and she was a very strong and powerful woman, and I want to be strong and powerful." It was at this time that I noticed my colleagues had all arrived in informal dress. So there was me, dressed up in the kilt, desperately overdressed, and keenly aware that people were starting to observe my knees. The seating arrangements at Chinese dinners are organised along the lines of seniority and respect, so the main guest is usually sitting to the right of the host, and all of the food gets rotated to the main guest, if you like, or the most important person there, before getting rotated to anyone else. This extends to, apparently, anything with a face. So fish with a face must be, the faces of the fish is turned towards the guest so that when it's rotated, the face is facing him. They also serve a warm nut-based milk in wine glasses, which was actually quite pleasant. I really quite liked that. I don't drink alcohol, so it was a lovely alternative to that, to alcohol. As with everything else in China, the timing was impeccable. The dinner started bang on time and ended bang on time. It was a lovely evening, an introduction to our Chinese hosts, and an introduction to eating with chopsticks. Like most people who travel to China, unfortunately I suffered from sleeplessness because of the jet lag, and so I sat up watching a bit of Chinese TV. Chinese TV seems to consist mainly of military dramas and period dramas, game shows, and numerous talent shows. I think all the variants of the Western talent shows that we have here are there. There was one that had a Facebook thumbs up sign that everyone sat next to the thumbs up sign, and the audience voted using these illuminated thumbs ups. And also they had SMS comments as well. I did see the Chinese version of Jedward, which was disappointing. Join me for the next episode of My Dad's Kilt Went to China. The next episode is called Emperor Ming's Handmaiden. Bye for now. My Dad's Kilt Went to China was written and presented by Ken Gordon, and is a Psychic Scone production.